I'm Ruth Deborah Wallin, and I'd like to share my tea for two, a Torah thought in 2 minutes, more or less. This Shabbos is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Elul. Elul is a time of stock-taking for the last year and preparation for the upcoming year. Elul is often described as a time when the king is in the field, an especially propitious time to connect with God. This is alluded to in the Hebrew letters of the name of the month Elul, Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed, an acronym to the verse, Ani Lidodi Vidodi Li, I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine. The sages say that this refers to the love of the Jewish people to God, with our own effort and stimulus from below to above. Whereas in another verse, in Song of Songs, it says, Dodi Li Va'ani Lo, my beloved is mine and I am to him. This verse refers to the relationship of God to his people from his initiative first. Ironically, according to Kabbalah, Jewish mysticism, when God initiates, it does not have a lasting effect with us. We, the receiver, need to be ready. Once we're primed, though, and make the first move, there's a ping-ponging effect. Then, God responds with a reciprocal arousal, which reawakens and inspires us again. This more permeating effect is a kind of spiritual neuroplasticity. Which brings us to our portion, Parshas Re'eh, and its divinely encoded message. The first words are, Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lifneichem Hayom Bracha V'Klala. Look, or behold, I am placing before you today a blessing and a curse. The first word, Re'eh, in the command form of the verb look, refers to vision, a very powerful sense. Our sages say, Ein Shmia Dome L'Re'ia. There is no comparison between seeing and hearing. Seeing creates a strong and permanent impact, greater than hearing does. This brings us back to the proactive preparation of a Jew during the month of Elul. As we noted above, I am to my beloved, and my beloved is mine. By working on our relationship with Hashem and Elul, we are able to bond with him in a way that is more permeating and enduring. Similarly, the power of seeing mentioned in this week's Parsha is that stronger attachment to what's seen. Tishrei, the first month of the year, begins with the last letters of the Aleph Bet, the Tav, then Shin, then Resh, symbolizing our own effort as we humbly move ourselves toward Hashem, toward the Aleph, the real number one, our only King of the universe. May we all have a good Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Elul, and may this month be filled with meaningful, inspiring preparation for a new year that is full of health, happiness, and joy.